Darkness seems more suitable than light to those with poor eyesight, just as they choose to stay in heavily shaded rooms. This is also the case with spiritual wisdom. God's wisdom seems foolish to those on the outside, and their own wisdom, which is true foolishness, is considered by them as wisdom. This is similar to a knowledgeable sailor promising to cross an endless sea without a ship or sails, trying to prove logically that it's possible. But an ignorant person, trusting in a ship, a captain, and a crew, would sail safely. The seemingly ignorant person is wiser than the other. The art of sailing is a great skill. However, when it's overconfident, it becomes foolishness. The same goes for any skills that aren't satisfied with their limits. The worldly wisdom would have been wisdom indeed, had it absorbed the spirit. However, since it relied entirely on itself and believed it didn't need any help, it became folly, although it appeared to be wisdom. Therefore, it's not until he reveals its foolishness through evidence and calls God's wisdom foolish by their standards before proving its wisdom that he can silence the critics. This is more effective after presenting the evidence, not before.